I want to talk to you very rapidly here on this last lecture here on the number of degrees which are available to a clinical course graduate. The first degree to which he is entitled is Doctor of Scientology. This degree is issued by the Hubbard Association of Scientologists International. Some of these degrees might have been issued by the HAS, but they were held over until they could be issued by the HASI. There's a very definite reason for that. The HASI is listed as an Arizona nonprofit corporation, and it is a religious fellowship. The degree, Doctor of Scientology, is therefore and thereby a religious degree, period. Without saying so, without it having anything appear on the face of it, without appearing to be a religious degree in any way, it is a religious degree. Therefore, it will stand up in court, and if anyone were picked up for practicing medicine without a license, he is upheld by a decision of the United States Supreme Court. I should have that file number in front of me, and I don't have, whereby no state in the Union can pass a law prohibiting the healing by spiritual means. And that is very solid in the constitutions of various states, and it is very well taken care of in state laws. States will occasionally try to argue about this, but they cannot argue. They are arguing against a decision of the United States Supreme Court. The Doctor of Scientology degree, however, requires the submission of 3 case histories done after completion of the course. Done after completion of the course by clinical course graduates. This follows then that on the receipt of these 3 case histories, your degree is made out and returned to you. As I say, earlier degrees were very slow in these graduate units in arriving simply because we were waiting for the completion of the HASI Corporation papers so that these degrees would themselves be religious degrees, and so they are. Next, you see, you don't have to say that you have anything to do with religion because you were a Doctor of Scientology. This is not advertised, but it is nevertheless a very solid fact. It is a fact. It isn't just a quibble in law. None of these are a quibble in law. They're a fact. When we went about this business, we went for blood, and we took every possible angle of this that we could take up, and we can support it. Now, the next is that a BSCN, Bachelor of Scientology, Hubbard Certified Auditor, or in Great Britain, Hubbard Professional Auditor Certificate, is, of course, part of a clinical course graduate's certificates. It's expected that he has one of these certificates. That was his entrance requirement. But it may be that you haven't a BSCN certificate. And if you want one, all you have to do is apply to the HASI and you will receive one. All right. Remember that DSCN is included in your registration fee. It is not sent until those 3 completed case histories are in. And let me ask you very, very definitely to please get those in as soon as you possibly can. Because we very well may have very soon here a validation booklet, which is simply photostatic copies of those very case reports which you were sending in. And terrific volume of them, and we want to get this completed and out so that you will have something to put in somebody's hands. He says, well, I know this can do anything for me, you know. And you say, there you are. And he can look through it, and he can find various classifications in there which seem to fit his state. And he sees that all these things are attested before notary republics, which, by the way, no medical case history ever has been. And he can see there is some truth in stating that Scientology is the only fully, entirely validated treatment of the mind in existence on Earth today, period. Fully validated, entirely validated. It does work. And this booklet tells him so. Well, now, don't get this confused with a lot of testimonials. If I ever catch any of you people issuing testimonials to newspapers or dealing in testimonials or publishing testimonials, why, I'll eat you alive. That's psychiatry. That's chiropractic. That's quackery. That's what they deal in. They deal in testimonials. Now, a good, solemn, solid case report has nothing to do with a testimonial. See that? This business, I took Scientology pills for 3 weeks, and therefore I am well, is so suspected by the public that if you simply enter that form of release, of validation, you're out. I mean, they just say, well, what do you know? Patent medicine. See that? So the type of validation which is released is such things as summaries of cases, graphs, and such a thing as photostatic copies of your actual case reports. So anyway, let's get those in. The next thing that we wish to take up is this fact. The HASI recommends the name of clinical course graduates to the Church of American Science, the Church of Scientology, and take that up in a minute, and to the Freudian Foundation in America. The facts regarding the Freudian Foundation in America is that it was gotten together in view of the fact that the Freud Institute of Vienna is sitting in the middle of Russian territory and is non-functional, and that no American corporation of any kind holds any validative certificate from the real Vienna Institute. And the situation is so desperate in Vienna that anything like a Freudian Institute may very well vanish from the face of the earth unless somebody does something about it. Freud did quite a bit in the field of psychotherapy. He alerted the world to the existence of psychosomatic ills. And to let this thing entirely go by the boards is very bad. Furthermore, he gave a lot of people a lot of hope. And then that hope dead ends in the hands of psychoanalysts who go out and practice Hornyism or Jungianism. And it's a booby trap. It's a typical messed universe booby trap. Maybe Freud and people trained by Freud could do something for people. I have done things with Freudian analysis techniques, and we are indebted in Dianetics and Scientology to that experience and training which came directly from Sigmund Freud. But to completely let such an organization vanish, let it utterly drop out of sight, and so forth, would be a victory for the proletariat. And I've got enough axle grease scraped off on me by the Wakers to detest the idea, just between ourselves. I'm not anti-communist. I don't want anybody to get this idea. Neither am I anti-capitalist. I don't happen to be either anti-Republican or anti-Democrat. I believe in man, and I don't believe any of those I've mentioned so far do. Now, the Freudian Foundation of America issues a certificate of Freudian psychoanalyst on recommendation from the advanced clinical courses. It is a corporation, which is a nonprofit corporation, which is entirely separate and distinct from any Scientology operation or organization. It, somewhere along the line, is going to publish a book, and this is not soon, but it's in the works. It's going to publish a book which will take up the field of psychoanalysis, the problems faced by the analyst, and its solutions. It's going to take the problems posed by Sigmund Freud as the problems of psychotherapy, and it's going to give the exact processes which solve those exact problems. And this in itself would be a significant contribution. So therefore, the Freudian Foundation is not just an empty drum, and the Freudian psychoanalyst certificate is, of course, given in the understanding that a clinical course graduate using Scientology techniques can solve the exact problems laid in his lap by people indoctrinated in Freudian psychoanalysis. These people believe these things exist as problems. You, as a Scientologist, can solve them as problems. Even if you ran nothing but Procedure 30 on them, you would solve these problems. Now, names are also recommended to the Church of Scientology and the Church of American Science. Churches of Scientology are beginning to be incorporated in various parts of the United States and qualified from the Arizona Church, and Church of American Science churches are starting to be qualified in various states of the Union. This movement is already moving on out. Now, of course, anybody qualifying a church in any locale is qualified to ordain. This is one of the things which a church can do. But let me tell you something very firmly. If you incorporate or list or file a church in an area and then issue to yourself the degree of Doctor of Divinity or ordain yourself as a minister, you can be cut to pieces by a prosecuting attorney. So don't do it. Let's just don't do it, that's all. Because it can. It can say, look, this man comes in and he files that he's a church, and then he ordains himself as a minister. He's no minister. And he can make a stick with a judge. Now, let's go into this more practically. Let's take those people setting up churches of Scientology in any area, and let's make sure that they are ordained by the Church of American Science of Arizona. Why? Well, let's just jump it over completely. End of the line. There might be some question about whether or not a Church of Scientology was actually a church, because actually it's devoted to the practice of Scientology. And somebody could put up that argument. It wouldn't stick, but somebody could put up that argument. But nobody can put that argument up about the Church of American Science. Church of American Science exists very solidly on the foundation that they've been doing a lot with a lot of Eastern sciences and a lot of hocus-pocus and mumbo-jumbo. There's the first church of Blinko science and the second church of Bappo science and so forth in the field of religion until you get dizzy. There are lots of churches of science of one kind or another. Well, you could say as an explanation of that, well, we just got tired of borrowing everything we had from the Middle East and Asia, and so this is an American science, and we have the Church of American Science, and that's the end of that. And they say, what do you mean by science? Well, we say, what did Mary Baker Eddy mean by science? And they say, well, we don't know. And you say, well, you don't know any more than that either. So we just won't bother to go into it. This is the Church of American Science. And as far as that's concerned, is it a Christian church? Somebody might even ask you that sometime or another. We heard that Hubbard's made a lot of crazy cracks on the subject of religion. He talks every once in a while about Christians as though they were somebody else. Is it a Christian church? Do you know that the word church itself is classified as Christian? Every once in a while I see something that says Buddhist church or something on that order. Well, that is a very unhappy sort of a translation from one language to another language. You could say a Buddhist temple, but a church, in essence, is really a Christian function and activity. So you say, well, that's nonsense. We are a Christian society, therefore any church that has in it might have a great deal of disagreement, as they all have had, with the omnipotence, omnipresence, and omnivorousness of Almighty. But at the same time, we do not immediately run away and depart from every belief that anybody ever has. For instance, the church believes man is basically good. We do, too. This is a point very much in common with Christianity. They say, love thy neighbor. Well, we ought to do that. There ought to be more of that. And we believe in that. We don't believe that good, prime, solid principles of this character ought to be muddied up with whether or not somebody is sitting on God's right hand or left hand. We just believe in the principles of humanity. And that's what this church stands for. And they'd be very well satisfied. They think this is a terrifically militant level because that's the truth. That's what Scientology does stand for, what it's trying to promote and what it gets back to. And those, of course, are very good religious principles. You are not, by the way, stepping aside one inch from any religious conviction you have by embracing that, because this is the common denominator of every religion, whether Buddhism, Christianity, Mohammedanism, or any other ism. along the line. These religions which have succeeded have uniformly carried with them the message, man is basically good, love thy neighbor, do unto others as you would have them do unto you, be social, be civilized, try to get along with each other, and keep your nose clean, bud. And that about sums up the common denominator doctrine of all successful religions on the face of earth. There was a Brotherhood of the Snake back about 1220, 1216, it went to pieces, that's B.C. This organization was intensely unsuccessful because it was running with the principle, man is basically evil and it better be slapped into line quick, and it folded up. We don't even know about that anymore, do we? It's gone. Christianity, by the way, is a very close parallel and was probably founded by Buddhism. If you want to know the great grandfather of all religions, however, that we are dealing with, that is the Vedic people's beliefs as represented in their hymns, the Vedic hymns. And Buddhism is largely dependent upon these hymns. Christianity is desperately dependent upon Buddhism. And Mohammedanism was just an offshoot from that, and we come right on down to present time. We are more closely allied to actual religious philosophy than any other. Take the cycle of action of the messed universe, and we discover the cycle of action of the messed universe is in, I think, the second hymn of the Vedic hymns. Very close, very intimate line of thought as it's come through. Religion is basically, one, a philosophy, a school of thought, a mode of conduct, something along that line, and two, something which you codify very compactly and shove down people's throats. Religion can be divided into those two levels. And when we think of religion, we could think of organized religion, which would be your second category, or we could think of religious philosophy. There is a great deal to learn from religious philosophy all the way down the line, and there's very little to learn from organized religion. Organized religion is quite something else. And, for instance, the people who suddenly put out the Ten Commandments, which you must follow. There are 162 of those commandments in the very book they have in their hands. And I don't even know that that's the complete figure. But there are 162 of them. Who picked out the ten? What's the matter with the other 152? Well, this is organized religion at work. We just chip away and freeze thought. We freeze it. We make it immobile, unmovable, one thing that thought cannot tolerate. So therefore, there's an argument on people's parts against religion as such. But there isn't any argument in anybody's part or in anybody's heart on the subject of religious philosophy. So I would say the Church of American Science, or the Church of Scientology, were churches devoted to religious philosophy, not to religious organization. In that way, you will jump over every hurdle you hit, including every clergyman you run into. You'll be pleased as punch. He won't argue with you either. All right. What of these two churches then? Church of American Science is the one to which clinical course graduates' names are recommended. And there we have the degree Doctor of Divinity available. This includes ordination as a minister. There is no ceremony in such an ordination. The state depends upon the church to keep its own role of ministers, and it is enough to have a book of ministers to get that enrollment as far as the state is concerned. We have finally discovered that. Now, this ordination permits a person, by the way, to marry, bury, baptize, hold confessionals, and all the rest of the functions. That's a Doctor of Divinity. Now, there's a lesser degree, which is simply practitioner of spiritual healing, issued on the same theory as laid down by the other organization there. Let's see, Mary Baker Eddy's Christian Science, First Church of Christ Science of Boston. Anybody who is a member of the congregation has a right to practice the tenets of. We operate along this line in Scientology. Anybody who is even a book auditor, we consider, has the right to practice. We legalize this by the granting of a certificate as a practitioner of spiritual healing in the Church of American Science. The University of Scientology may or may not become a fact in the next many months. There's a great deal of smoke amongst auditors in the staff and around about the university. They want this. They think this is real good. Now, I don't know whether that will come into existence or not. Now, what did I just tell you in the first half hour this noon? I want to tell you just a little bit more about this. You must issue for your DD. You have to apply for it. You have to make a formal written application for that. And that has to be passed upon by the board of that church. And then your certificate is prepared and is returned to you. Now, we were waiting until we had most of them in, but mainly to discover how much that certificate was going to cost before we even issued the first certificates of that. Well, these certificates are now being printed. We find the cost of these certificates and the cost of filing, registering, and so forth is materially reduced. And therefore, these certificates are not going to be as expensive as they were hitherto, and there's going to be some refund on that. Earlier, there was more data about refunds. That's going to be $25, but that is not so, because I'm trying to get enough insignia of office and pins and other things which you need if you're going to practice in that particular degree, and I find out that these cost a little bit. They cost a little bit more than I thought. So what you do actually is this. You put on deposit with the Church of American Science $50 for that degree. Some part of that is going to be returned to you. But that church is publishing right now a prayer book and a book of services so that you will know exactly what to say and when to say it if called upon to do this and that. And it is engaged upon having made, and this is a little bit lengthy, having made an insignia of office, which is recognizably a minister's insignia of office. And that prayer book and that insignia of office and a lapel pin and your card, which introduces you as a minister, to those interested and so forth, are all being prepared. What would happen is you send in your $50 for that DD to the Church of American Science. You're immediately now issued your card and your certificate itself, and a little bit later will be issued the other material, and then you will be refunded whatever the remaining unspent balance of that will be. And it may be only $15, and it may be $25. I rather think it will be $25, but we're going to continue to hold that until we know just exactly how much these prayer books are costing us and how much this other regalia is costing us. This is very expensive to make anything look real good. The regalia, which has more or less been centered upon, is a metal disc which hangs around the throat and which carries with it a recognizable cross and carries with it sufficient lettering as to identify you as a minister of the gospel. And thereby people will not argue with you about that. That's also made into a brooch, which one could pin across one's collar for ladies. Actually, the thing could either be pinned or hung with a thong. Now, that seems to be quite acceptable to people applying for this, and is certainly an item which is necessary. What could you do with this and with your credentials along that line? The first thing you could do is keep your own nose clean in your community. That's real good, isn't it? That's the first thing you could do. It means that you don't get into a big uproar. Well, so happens that 4 years now we have been at this business. Most of us who are here have been at this business of trying to carve away enough information out of the business of livingness in order to effectively change and improve man's state of existence. It is the single, long-term, sincere attempt to do this. I call to your attention that simultaneously with the issuance of Book One of Dianetics, The Modern Science of Mental Health, the Ford Foundation was established at an endowment of some fantastic some $10 million of dollars. Their total advance was to send somebody to us 1.5 years ago who came, who did not attend class decently, and who would not lie down for processing, and who went off as crazy as he arrived. This was their total action. They have made no progress. They have nothing to report. They have investigated nothing, and they have gotten rid of about half of their capital. The American Psychiatric Association during that period has only given electric shock to more patients and cut in more prefrontal lobotomies. The American Medical Association has been entirely hopeless. There has not been one single discovery in the field of psychology. The level of sincerity on which we are operating is what we have produced. Therefore, we have every right to organize properly so as to properly police and carry forward the work which we have been engaged upon. And the society owes us the protection necessary to continue that work. And the society has now made it entirely legal through the laws of the state of Arizona and other states for us to continue with that. Nobody in the world has a better right than we Scientologists to practice in the field of the mind today. Okay, thank you.